This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's a scripture in, is it Proverbs, Pastor? We're here with Pastor Nicholas, right?
22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it.
What the, you know, I think that has real implications for the schooling system. I mean, what, you're a pastor, what's your thoughts?
It does, and I mean, my take on it, first of all, is that parents are responsible for training their children. I don't know where that got lost, but parents are responsible for training their children and for educating their children. And, you know, I guess somehow or another there was a disconnect with that, and we lost sight of the fact that we're really supposed to be responsible for our own children.
Well, I think in some way, and we're talking about we're here with Pastor Nicholas Wright from Covenant Love Christian Center, the lead pastor there at the church. We're here in his church. I'm visiting with him personally. This has been an amazing weekend. We had Alex Newman, and he spent a lot of time talking about churches. So many of the people, I just can't go over this enough, and I don't know how. Put it. I try to put it different ways to get people to at least think about this and open up to it. So many people I talk to point to the church or to the school system, to the government schools, as really the battle line for this country. The battle line, and what does that tell you about your mind, your consciousness, and your belief? That's where the battle line. I think maybe, Pastor, this idea of parents, one, they're working. They're concerned about a lot of things. They're trying to make ends meet. They got a lot on them. You know, that's probably part of it. The other part is, you know, well, my great-grandma went to a one-room church house, and she learned, and she came okay, and I went to school, and everything came okay, and America's always been good in education, always been top, and now, you know, maybe they don't realize that we're not even close to top anymore. You can't even have that argument. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, and, you know, the business and both parents being out, or you have where there's a single parent, everybody's working. But even still with that going on, you have to realize how important it is for you to train your own children. And it's just like this. You do whatever you have to do to get it done. And somehow you have to impart to them what they need to know at home. You have to impart to them some foundational things so that when they are put in these public places, that they know how to handle themselves. And they're not caught up, you know, in drawn into the stream.
We talked about that with your daughter, right? We had dinner at your house. Your family, your wife, fantastic cooks, by the way. Fantastic. My wife's a good cook. You guys are great cooks. I should have came sooner. You guys are good cooks. Have just a great time. Talk about that in terms of what you did with your children and how important that was for them.
Very important. I mean, with all three of our children, our primary goal was to have them educated by us and then to make sure that morality was in them as well. So not just, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, all that kind of stuff, which is important because I believe our parents are supposed to have the primary place in training the children. So we did that with ours. And when they were young, when they were small, my wife, she stayed home. And when we did work, we worked different shifts. So one of us was there with them. But it's important that you build a foundation into your own children so that when they do get out into the open and they get into all this stuff that's going on around it, they're not sucked into it. And it's no one else's responsibility but the parents to do that.
For you know, people are listening who are Christians, and this is kind of, we're going to meld this right into what we've been talking about all this morning, you and I and my uncle. We've been sitting down and Jermaine a little bit, but we've been talking about America and where we are and setting up. People who are Christian, they seem to think that if I send my children to school, well, it's okay that they're not praying because they're not really learning any religion. It's my responsibility to teach a religion. That's fine. They can go to school and learn how to read and write. I don't see that that's what's going on. What is your perspective there?
No, Say that again.
Yeah, that was diluted, wasn't it? Yeah. That was confusing, wasn't it? people have the idea that, well, I just send my school. They don't teach religion at school. So I can send them to school and just they can learn how to read and write. Math is irreligious, right? Math is not religious. Math is 1 + 1 = 2. It has nothing to do with the religion. So it's not a big deal. I don't think that that's true. Right. I don't know what you're
saying. Yeah, it may seem like it's that way. But, I mean, you just look at some of the things that are happening with all the children around us. There are things that are being put in them that is more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're being indoctrinated.
The schools teach, and I can remember my last couple of years of high school, I went to a private high school, and we said the Lord's Prayer every day until my senior year when they got accredited. If I tell you, know, they started to get the government was involved. My junior year in high school, we had somebody from, they were from Russia, and what year? This is in the '80s. This is before the, you know, quote unquote fall of Russia or whatever. They had never seen a Bible. I had a Bible. I gave them a Bible, the people that came. And they were curious about how we were teaching and kind of learning. And I was a little naive. What they were learning is ideologically how to, they really were, to study how to go at us. That's really what they were doing when they come, but they're presented, oh, this friendly confederation, and we're just talking, and everybody's happy, and, you know, blah, blah. And they were nice people. Some of them were nice, and some of them were ill-intentioned at all. But ultimately, that's what it was. And I saw in them this idea of secular humanism. We began to talk about that. And secular humanism is a religion. And the religion that was being pushed in these government schools is secular humanism. The same thoughts, the same ideas that these open communists were coming and when I was in high school, I was seeing from them. Do you agree with me there? I mean, there is a religion taught in government school. That's what I see.
Right. It's just not Christianity.
Yeah. Or any entity. I mean, it's not anything remotely close.
Yeah, there are things that well, just take the issue with the gender issue, all right? That is being taught that, you know, you can have issues going on with same sex, and it's no big deal. That's not right.
Why would you teach I realize people, my brother-in-law is gay or homosexual, whatever you want to say. My brother-in-law is that way. I love my brother-in-law. But at the same time, why would I want a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old to learn that and be exposed to that?
I know I wouldn't.
Why would they want that too? You know, if they were, you know, my brother-in-law wouldn't want that. But many people are. I don't get it. It's like an agenda. I don't know.
It would seem that it's that way.
It would seem that, mm-hmm. Wouldn't it? I mean, I don't want to step on people's toes and get too offensive, but at the same time, I got to speak my mind here.
Exactly.
Let's get into what we talked about this morning. We have, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. I'm a little out of sync because I don't have my clock right in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. It's when you get out of your comfort zone, this is what happens. We got about 3 or 4 minutes before the break. I talk over Alex Newman. As soon as I met you, Kelby introduced me to you, Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org. We began to talk, and I just love being around you. I love talking to you. I felt so much resonance with you because of the things that you were saying, and I don't know how, you know, I know you felt some kind of bond here, what we were talking about. And from that point, we kind of made a pact or kind of pinky promise or whatever the word is, that we wanted to do something with this knowledge. We wanted to help America. Why don't you, we've got 2 or 3 minutes before the break, talk about that genesis and what's in your heart and what you want to get across and do for this country.
Okay. Well, to begin with, I mean, for me, as we've shared on other programs, I have, as far back as I can remember, had a love for America. And like most people, when you start to grow up, there's just something on the inside that you, for whatever reason it is, if you love something, you're attached to something, and it doesn't seem like it's what it's supposed to be, you start getting a sense on the inside. Wait, something
doesn't feel right.
Not like it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would study different things. I came across different things. But when I started listening to the Power Hour, and then in particular, when you guys got on and that together, and I heard you all started talking about jurisdictions. And for me, that was the thing that just made everything fit. I thought, wow, there's more than one jurisdiction operating on this land. And to find that out, really, you know, and being a Christian, not just being a pastor or preacher, but being a Christian and knowing that spiritually there are two jurisdictions. I mean, there's light and darkness, period. And so knowing that and then having heard this, it just like, that was it. I knew what's going on. And then to start digging into all of the ins and outs and go, you know, just going deeper. And it's just plain. And so that is what impacted me. And I want, as both a Christian and a pastor, and then thirdly, as an American, I believe people should know things that are hidden. Jesus said that. And he said, what is hidden or what is in darkness needs to come to the light. And so there has to be full disclosure for there to be, I know fairness may not be the best word, but for people have to know that they have choices to make. They think that everything is just, you know, this is just the way it is, and don't know that there's more than one thing going on. And if, let's just say that there are some bad things to look forward to, it's not right that people should go into things blindly without knowing that they have choices and options. And so I believe that people who know some of the things that are going on, you become accountable for sharing with people what they need to know so that they can say, okay, this is black, this is white, this is red, this is blue, whatever the colors are, you've got two different colors, then you need to be able to know that you have a right to make a decision to be in one side or the other. There's something called allegiance. You have a right to declare your allegiance because you know the facts.
We got about 20 seconds before the break. What if you were going to, you know, 10 seconds, what is that one thing that people must know or must be able to choose?
They must be able to know that there are things in law that let you know that you can be an American. And they need to know that there are things that there's a corporation that is running things that has a thing set up that you are a part of what they're going to. So you need to know, people need to know that there are two choices.
Fantastic. We'll continue more with Pastor Wright on the other side here at the Covenant Love Christian Center. So good to be here, right in a little bit, was this west of Dallas. God bless you. We'll stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One of the biggest pushes, the biggest push we've made on the show since, I don't know, quite a while, even when I was on with Joyce. Joyce always told me, she said, that's your thing. The thing is government, Declaration of Independence, all that's your thing. You're good at it. And she was the first one to kind of help me understand. Maybe I understood this a little different than people did. Maybe I had some spark. Talking to Pastor, it's like our sparks together have started to create a little fire here. And we feel so important. We feel it is so important that this concept and this idea, and you mentioned, Pastor, about the full disclosure. Hey, we're running through America. They're leading us. It's almost like we're cattle and they're leading us in a pen, and we really don't know we're in a pen. We really don't know where we're going. And that the meat market's at the end. at the end of this. We really don't know that. And I'm under the belief that Lucifer, Luciferianism, whatever you call it, Satanism, whatever. This idea of spiritually taking our power, taking our authority, that he can't take it. We have to give it to him.
We do, but at the same time, also, there is deception. And many times, we don't know that we're either being deceived or being defrauded. And that's what happened in the garden. I mean, there was a word that was given to Adam and passed on to Eve. Well, when Lucifer came around, I mean, he just garbled up. It just mixed
up. Use some half truths. Yeah, a little bit of truth, a little bit of lies, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right. And that's the way he is. And he did it, tried to do it to Jesus too. And he would even take scriptures and twist the scriptures around and rearrange the words. And that's what we're dealing with. And so, you know, you people have to be able to see what is written here, and be able to discern the difference between the two.
Okay, for somebody sitting here at home or radio, wherever they are listening, and I know your congregation is kind of going through this. It was fantastic talking to some of them, and some of them are here around here somewhere. They don't want to get on air, but they're here. I'm not going to call them chicken, but anyway, moving on. What would you say to somebody who's starting to learn this and starting to hear this in their mind, and they're probably overwhelmed, they're probably whatever. What would you say to that person?
I'm a guy, for me, foundations are important. And so I want to go back to the beginning and look for what was supposed to be. And if I can find what was supposed or what was meant to be and get that, put it in some kind of a package to where people can see, all right, this is what we are supposed to be. We were supposed to be working with all the time. And then, like I was telling you about a young man that I ran into in a grocery store, and I gave him a copy of the Bill of Rights to look at. And what I asked him to do was to start at the top and just to start reading, and then after each one, I asked him, I said, now, just look at what you see going on around you and tell me whether or not that's what you see as you read. So to me, it's important if I get the right picture or what was supposed to be, and then I take it and I put it next to what's going on in my life, I should be able to start seeing something. So I can tell whether or not it's right or matches with the foundation or it's not. And even if I don't understand everything about it, I can know whether or not something's right or wrong, and then I can start to investigate.
Now, at that point, do people most of America, they don't know any of this anymore. What we're talking about is jurisdiction, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the America, our constitutional republic, and the corporate takeover of that. They don't know. They really don't have a concept of that. When people first learn that, does it tend to make them repel? Does it make them want to, like, throw us away? And are they mad at you now because you've told them this or what?
It's shocking.
Yes.
It is shocking because we have been told or just had the concept for so long that when what we've grown up with is all right.
Now, America, red, white, and blue, George Washington, 4th of July, fireworks,
yeah,
everything.
I mean, it's just fine. I mean, I remember we were talking before, and I remember, just as an example, you know, when we're growing up in New York, and every teenager or young person wants to get to the point where they can work, okay? And so in order to be able to do, you get to an age where in order to get a job, you have to have a Social Security number.
Or so they tell you.
Yeah, so they tell you, all right? And so, we get to that, and it's like, okay, I'm at the age where I could do it. Of course, back then, we had to be a certain age to do certain things. Now, they're doing it at birth. Well, we'll finish it after we come back.
Yeah, let's go. This is an important point because it's important. Let's just leave it at that. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Well, it's so good to be here with the pastor and his wife. Stay tuned.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News. President Trump will make a nationally televised address Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president plans on discussing border security and the partial government shutdown. As far as what's actually going on at our southern border, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News the president is giving them all the resources they need.
He's listened to leadership within CBP. He's listened to the rank and file agents that are actually patrolling the border. He's putting forth exactly what they have told him.
On Monday, nine governors were sworn into office, including the states of Nevada, Wyoming, and Arizona, as we hear from Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, who promises to keep jobs flowing into the state.
Because here, we won't stand in the way of jobs. We welcome them with open arms, and we're just getting started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of you have asked about Hempanol, CBD products, whatever. We have, you remember, we used to sell Hempanol, and then our merchant account, you know, that's another story on the Power Mall. But we have it, we're just not going to put it up on our website. Okay, so you got to call. I know people are interested for North American Urban Spice. Call the Power Mall, and you can order it. We have it on special introductory price. Get the Hempanol. A lot of people have reported, you know, I'm not even going to get into it, but you know about hemp oils, CBD oils, and benefits. It's not THC. It's not marijuana, just so you know. The CDs of Sherry Rogers, a whole year worth of interviews of Sherry Rogers. You have asked for that also. You guys give us feedback. We try to respond. We want this to be your show and to feel like it's your input here. Real focus by Good Health. Naturally, we have some of those that we have left over overstock. They're 50% off, and there's other products on sale at the Power Mall. You're going to have to call Jay, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, for your donations, for your prayers, and what have you. It has been, I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we've been trying to get across. We've had a little bit of rescheduling thing, and Pastor has been so gracious to kind of prolong being on and being here, what have you. It's been amazing to get to know the people here at Covenant Love. There, you can see, talking to them, and they come up to me. Pastor was preaching yesterday, and then he said, "Hey, Daniel, why don't you come up and say a few words?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, don't give me a microphone. It'll be, I don't know, whatever." So, of course, I just rambled on and on. But afterwards, talking to some people, I saw liberty. I saw hope. I saw freedom. I didn't see despair. I saw truth. It inspired me. And Pastor Nicholas Wright, of course, is the leader here spiritually to getting people to awake to a jurisdiction, not a political thing, not Republican, not Democrat, not any of those things, but just the jurisdiction of America, the inheritance of a place that we can worship God as we want to and have that dominion on our head. That is what America is or was. And can be again. It's what's in our hearts. Alex Newman was on here, and we could have went on for hours with Alex, and we're going to have him on again. These school systems are government schools. The government, as Deborah Tavares has told you, as many other people have told you, are corporate institutions which are acting for their best interest. Like if you have stock in Bank of America, then the CEO of Bank of America, what is their obligation? They have a financial fiduciary obligation to the stockholders. Well, these government positions, you may think that they're, you know, the government of Thomas Jefferson. They're not. They're corporate institutions that have a financial invested interest in that corporation. And the interest of the people, the dominion of the people that was granted by God, that was made law by our founding fathers. See, this is where religion and law meets in this country, at the Declaration of Independence. The Bill of Rights solidified. That's where it meets. Every Christian should be acquainted with this concept and this idea. Every person who calls himself a Christian should be concerned with the lack of that knowledge that is being instituted into our children's hearts and minds. And Pastor Wright, of course, you know, his beautiful wife, Jermaine, has been so gracious. She's going to say a few words. Jermaine, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate having this presence.
Yes, very good to meet you. You are a great cook. I want you to know. She's laughing. It's true. You know it's true.
You eat well.
Yes, I do. That's true. You're a little nervous. You didn't want to come on, but you had some thoughts during the break that you wanted to express, and you've decided to come on. You were listening about the teachers and about what's going on in the schools. Go ahead and share what you were feeling.
Well, the thing that came to my mind is that teachers are very, very instrumental in instructing our children and extremely influential. The children spend more time with teachers than they do with parents. So as a parent, I cannot allow them to have this time with a person that I don't know. I don't know what their personal bias is. I don't know what their slant is when they are instructing my child. And even when you all talked about math, you can still turn math around and just say a word or two that supports your agenda, and that will influence that child as well. So math is no longer just math.
Well, I think children's, knowing from looking at my own children, their minds, their hearts, everything, they're like a sponge.
Yes.
And we use the word brainwash, whatever word you want to attach to it. Somebody is going to brainwash my children. Somebody is going to indoctrinate my children into some basis of thinking. Somebody is.
Yes, they will. And it is easy because they are sponges and they soak up everything. They see everything. They imitate And that's the most important thing. What they see, what they hear, they will imitate it. And it will continue to grow on the inside of them so that when they become older and they become adults, they will be what they have been trained to be.
I'm very concerned, and I saw, looking back, and you almost get angry. You know, you're angry about people who are not working for our best interests, and it's easy to get angry at them. I don't so much get angry at them so much anymore. I'm angry, you know, why did Christians let the government tell us we couldn't pray anymore? If they're going to let us tell us and mandate to us in the school that we paid for that they mandated our religious beliefs at that point. They made us pay for abortions at the point of a gun. Basically, at the point of a gun, the government is making you pay for abortions now. You guys as pastors and seeing what's going on there, I mean, that has to not set well with you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. And the only thing that we can do to try to change things is to give people information and let them know that this is not what we believe, because the Bible doesn't tell us that this is something that we should be in line with. So we have to open up our mouth and speak. We have to go to the polls. It doesn't matter whether or not you like the person, but you've got to like the platform that God likes. And we've got to hate the platforms that God hates. So that's where we can start on things, even if it means that people don't look at you and appreciate what you're doing and they want to throw you out in the street and call you a heretic. We have to stand up for what's right.
Many people, they want to separate, quote unquote, religion or these religious ideas from government. They think, well, freedom. Yeah, I'm for freedom. But what does that have to do with religion?
The freedom that we have is so that the government can't force us into any specific type of religion. But it's not the freedom for the government to tell us that we cannot worship and teach and instruct and obey the doctrines of our religion.
I've asked Pastor this before on the show, but obviously I've never asked you on the show. The Bible, pretty much from the beginning to the end, is one conflict from some man in the government, so to speak, with some man of God. I mean, pretty much throughout, that's a big theme. We see today that preachers, Romans 13, you're just supposed to bend over and do whatever the government says. I mean, I don't see the congruency here. I mean, where did we flip?
I think we flipped in ways that it became easier to just go along to get along rather than to stand up and make waves. And we have to make waves. We can't always just say, okay, this is the law. We can change the law. And that is our mandate. If laws are wrong, then according to the word, we're supposed to do things to change it, because crooked men are changing times and seasons and laws for their benefit, for the benefit of the corporations, for the benefit of any illegitimate proposals that they have to ruin our children, to ruin our lives, and to ruin our relationship with God. They cannot do that if we refuse to bow our knee to that.
How should I put this? If you're a Christian, if you believe in the Bill of Rights, you can pretty quickly look at the world and see conflict.
Yes.
Everywhere you look. Okay, what do you you talk about standing up, you talk about, I mean, you can't go shoot up. What do you do? I mean, what am I asking you here? What's something that somebody can do who's listening?
To me, first of all, our recourse is that we can pray. And we can pray and believe, not just pray and throw out words. Pray and believe. Secondly, we can go to our government officials. We can go to our mayors, our senators, our congressmen, and our president. We can use the system that has been set up for our benefit. We can go to our social media accounts, and we can tell people on social media exactly what's going on and get people stirred up. That's how grassroots efforts start making a change in the legal system of our country.
There's a lot of black people in your church. There's white people, there's black people. There's real unity. Racial is not the line,
right?
which makes me very excited, because for so long this country, race has been used as a dividing line, a divisive issue. One of the things I hear from black people is, well, our founding fathers, those white people, they don't have nothing to do with me. Why is it even important? You know, for you, you're a black woman, a pastor, your husband's leading this church here, your congregation. When you start to learn these things, what do you say to somebody who felt that way? We'll ask you that on the other side. We got the music here. Very good to be with Jermaine and Pastor Nicholas and just everybody here at Covenant Love. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is the idea. This is America. You can look, you can say whatever you want. This concept the pastor has talked about, this is America. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The, you know, talking to people in pastors' congregation, I was so blown away by their perspectives because, one, I've never seen a church that's talking about jurisdiction, talking about the Buck Act, talking about the war powers, the Trading with the Enemies Act, taking the gold. I've never seen a church talk about that. So to see how they react and how they take it, and that there were multi races sitting in this congregation, but they were unified by something bigger. And that race, the idea that race becomes then a camouflage to divide us and a distraction to then take from us. So we're sitting here distracted talking about black and white and you're this and you're that, and even Republican, Democrat, you can, whatever, X and Y, put the two things in there that we're seeing. And then we sit here and argue about these really ridiculous things to some extent, and out the back door they're taking everything that's not tied down. And what they've taken in America is your soul. Or they're attempting to in this country, these corporations. They want to incorporate you, that they're the creator, that they incorporated your rights. So they're the source of your rights. They're the source of your, of who you are, your freedom. And so then they control you. And so the total opposite of what happened in 1776 and the miracles, really, that occurred in this country. I asked Jermaine before the break, many black people have been told that, well, that had nothing to do with me, and why does this even matter to me? How would you answer that, Jermaine?
I speak for myself as a mom, as a black woman, because I can't speak for all black people, but I can speak for what
I see. From your perspective, yes.
Yes, and my perspective says this. I cannot change what has happened in the past. But what I can see is that there are people who are coming here from foreign countries who are availing themselves of every one of the privileges of a full-blooded American-born American citizen. And they're not backing away from it and saying, well, when these, you know, the Constitution, everything was written, it didn't have anything to do with
me.
That's
a good point.
But they are making themselves available for every one of those privileges, and they're using it. If they can do that, then why can I not do that? And I was born on this land. My forefathers were born on this land. And saying that, you know, well, this didn't qualify us. No, we're qualified. We are Americans.
Well, that's a great, you just made a great point. You have people that really aren't Americans coming to this, they're flying over here, and they flaunt that Constitution and the rights or whatever they can, courts or whatever they can shackle onto. Yeah, I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my parents, you know, I don't know your, yeah, I'm assuming your parents were born in America.
Yes, they were.
Well, that makes you American, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
By constitutional, doesn't it? My parents were born here. I think I'm an American. So how important is this? How do I say this? I'm trying, not that I'm avoiding the religious aspects, because I'm certainly not, but I just want to include more people in this to see the point, the unifying point. To you and all this about America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, religious, our country, our freedom, who we are, the individual, man, women, mankind, what is the unifying point that everybody can get behind?
Everybody can get behind the fact that, first of all, we are Americans. We are believers in Christ Jesus, which makes us Christians and which makes us the creations, the sons and daughters of God, who have rights that have been given to us by our Father God. And they cannot be taken away by any other man.
You say that with conviction. I mean, did you know that before? Have you been learning? Obviously, you've gone, your whole congregation has gone through a process. You're saying that with conviction now. I have rights given to me by God, and nobody can take them away. I mean, how long has it taken you to come to that realization?
Actually, growing up in New York, it started then, because we grew up in the time of change, social change. And so you only had, you know, the examples of people who wanted to change this country and change the way that black people were treated in this country. And at times they had to do things in a violent and a nonviolent way. So we had Martin Luther King, and at the same time you've got Martin Luther King, you also have the Black Panthers, but they were all saying the same thing. We have rights. And we have to hold on to the rights that we have, and we cannot let them take our rights away from us.
Moving from black experience in that moment, now move to just Christian. It's kind of the same thing to me is going on right now with Christians. You know, it's almost like you're, I mean, what's the word? The water cannons symbolically are being put on us if we want to exercise our our Christianity. What's your thoughts about that?
It's exactly the same thing. We as Christians have to stand up. We have to we should educate our children the way that we believe God is telling us to. This issue with immunizations, we have to follow what God is telling us that we should do, and not these corporate institutions that are telling us, I want it done this way, that way, and that way, and you just follow along.
I mean, to me, the one thing about the, and I hate, I'm not trying to be black, white, but the black community, they're more suspicious than the white community.
Yes.
Right. I mean, understand so. And you know, I'm part Indian. I don't have a real connection with that community, but it's still there. Some of my relatives, they're suspicious. You know, they remember the blankets, you know, or not remember, but, you know, that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And white people aren't suspicious of this. I mean, to me, it's almost like the black community needs to lead the white community. Not, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
There's a, you know, you mentioned a word before. It's trust. If I do not trust you because your past behavior has given me no reason to trust you, then I am going to be suspicious when you come with a shiny red ball and say, here, take this three times a day and you'll be okay. I'm going to be suspicious.
We should all be suspicious right now of our government. Our founding fathers were suspicious from the beginning. I mean, they said you should always be suspicious. If somebody is wielding such power historically, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at, you know, you can name whatever, but not even 20th century, much earlier. The people who wield the power in government have such a propensity and such an opportunity to ruin your life that every lever of power that they look to exercise, you should be suspicious of. Everything you should be suspicious of. And that's why the miracle of this country, and that the power was in the people. And we have been dragged out of that. I don't feel that when I see young people, whatever, I see their angst, I see their energy, but it's like they still don't feel like they're empowered. I don't know what I'm trying to say there.
I think the young people would not feel like they would have a lot of power, and a lot of them have even said they didn't want to vote because they said, what's the difference? It's not going to make any difference at all. But I think with all of us, we have to understand that God is saying to us that we should check out everything. Check it out. Paul said, don't just take my word for it.
Very good. Taking a stand right now has never been more powerful or important to me. I don't know.
Yes,
you agreed?
Absolutely.
Pastor Nicholas Wright, it's been a pleasure being with you, my friend. Everybody's a Power Hour. We love you. You want to say anything to the audience before we go?
Good to be with you. Be readers. Be studiers. Search things out. Don't just take anybody's word for anything. Do your own homework. Please.
Is anything too hard for God? Please do not be discouraged, ladies and gentlemen. We can do this individually. A light, a truth, a power can be regained in us, in every one of us. Take care, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.